Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
The swearing-in of U.S. President Barack Obama and the other presidential inauguration activities generated massive web traffic Tuesday, leading to site slowdowns but not to a general meltdown of the Internet. With intense and widespread interest in the ceremonies and festivities, especially President Obama's oath of office and inaugural address, millions of people have been expected to tune in online, especially those without TV access while at work. Among those experiencing significant slowdowns were the sites of ABC, CBS, Fox Business, the LA Times, NBC, National Public Radio, USA Today, and the Wall Street Journal, according to Keynote Systems, an internet measurement and testing company. Government sites that buckled under the traffic included those of the White House, the U.S. Senate, and the National Park Service. IBM on Tuesday reported fourth quarter fiscal 2008 earnings of $3.28 per share, a 17% increase year over year, but said total revenue for the quarter dropped 6% to $27 billion. Software revenue grew 3%, but global technology services and global business services fell 4% and 5% respectively, an indication that customers are pulling back somewhat on IT projects. However, IBM also reported service engagements worth $17.2 billion, including some 24 deals with a price tag higher than $100 million. Qualcomm has acquired Advanced Micro Devices' handheld chip division for about $65 million U.S. dollars, looking to bring greater multimedia capabilities to handsets based on its chips. The deal, which closed Monday and has already been approved by regulators, will help AMD focus on its core businesses of making x86 CPUs and high-end multimedia chips, according to a joint statement from the companies. Qualcomm bought graphics and technology assets, intellectual property, and other resources from AMD, and will offer to hire design and development teams from the company, they said. The teams are working on 2D and 3D graphics, display, audio, and video products. Google continues to trim off its underperforming services, this time cutting one that had been met with skepticism when it launched, but nonetheless garnered some support. On Tuesday, the search giant announced it would close its print ad service. The program launched in 2006 and was met with raised eyebrows because it meant Google, an online specialist, would be venturing into print. Print ads allowed anyone with a Google AdWords account to buy advertising in the print editions of any newspaper that joined the program. AdWords is Google's online advertising program. While print ads started out with 50 newspaper partners, it now has more than 800, Google said. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.